Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. Waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. It continues to be the 6th of December, 2014, and we are talking about the police state that is being fomented and built up around us, and the terrorization of the American people, and really the people of the world. As we go on further, and I got to move quickly in this hour because time is getting away from me. I wanted to get into the Ukrainian situation right now because I really think the establishment is pushing us closer and closer to another world war. And when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, as I often do, I mean, these things are constantly on my mind. And I think sometimes I drive my wife nuts. Because one time she told me, she says, those wheels in your head are always turning, aren't they? Yeah, I guess they kind of are. Because it's hard to get it out of your head. I mean, when you're focusing on this stuff, it's constantly moving. And you're constantly turning scenarios over in your mind. And one of the things that I think about is that the establishment, they're out of options. When you think about the, people have been talking about the dollar crashing for years. They've been talking about the dollar declining for years. And yet, we see evidence that the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not a government institution, most of you know that, it's a private bank running for its own profit, loaning money, which at interest to the United States government, which the Mint creates out of nothing, and now it's not even, you know, they pointed out in the chat room that the penny, is being eliminated now, and so they're not even in many respects, they're not even making the actual physical money anymore, if you can call it money, which it isn't. It's a debt instrument, and you know, I don't want to hash all that back up, because most of you folks know that. The point is that this debt instrument called the dollar has been the source of their power. It's been their power. The only way that they're able to do all the stuff that they're able to do is by inflating the dollars. The money that they're spending is not real. All the military gear. You know, we're headed toward another government shutdown, allegedly, which the whole thing is theater, in my view, because they don't really shut down anything but the parks you want to visit, memorials for veterans so that they can't visit them, and it never really costs them anything anyway to keep them open. So it's all theater. You know, shutting off roadblocks to block, creating roadblocks to block access to things that don't even require security, just to make a point. I wrote an article about this when all that was going on, by the way, called Washington's Tantrum. Look it up on the, I think it's on the website, and I think it's also on newswithviews.com. The point is that it's all theater. This is what they do. But the debt instrument is the means by which they are able to accomplish their goals. So if they crash the currency without having a replacement in place, then they don't win. They destroy their own power base. That is why they have to come up with another instrument to replace the dollar before they can transit, you know, that way they can make the transition. And that way they can continue their control. Now, I've been on the fence about whether this crisis with the Russians is real or not. But I see evidence that it is. Everything that I'm seeing seems to strongly suggest that it's real. And if it's real, and if the Russians, you know, Putin, and I want to be clear, again, I'm not a fan of Putin. I don't trust Putin. I don't think you get to that level of power without being a snake. That being said, Putin seems to me to be speaking more truth than I'm hearing out of the mouths of our administration. And his speech at Valdai, if you folks haven't listened to that, in fact, I'll play some audio from it if we have time, I think is very important. In fact, it really, to be honest with you, sounds a lot like he's listening to our show. He's getting his talking points from our show. I know that's not the case, but it could be. I mean, because he's saying exactly the same things we've been saying right here. The aggression that's going on worldwide. The things that are happening worldwide. But the United States government, the State Department in particular, are engineering. This is what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a worldwide terrorism, a unilateral dictatorship, and that's exactly the phrase that he used in his speech. Unilateral dictatorship. And they're blaming him. Now, as I see this whole chess game unfolding here, and this is just my observation, being that the dollar is their power base, they're not going to destroy their power base without having a replacement for their power base. Well, we know, and we've been saying this for years, decades, that the dollar is on a limited period of time. It's on borrowed time. They've been doing everything they can to keep it going. At some point, it's going to die. At some point, this house of cards will not be continued to be going anymore. So they've got to do something. What's the one thing when other powers in the world will not go along at implementing a replacement to their dollar hegemony? They have no choice, as I see it, but to go to war. And to force every nation, and in fact, that's what they've been doing. To force every nation to go along and adopt their financial hegemony, their financial dictatorship. So that's what I see unfolding right now, and that's what I think is happening with the Russians. Just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me, but that's what I see. Now, before the break earlier, I was talking about this situation with these active shooter drills going into schools, terrorizing school children. Washington Post recently reported another one. Police officers in Florida surprised students, teachers, and parents Thursday with an active shooter drill. Now, this was from a little bit ago, November 14th, so we're a couple of weeks late on this for no other reason than the fact that everything else going on pushed it to the back burner. But I think it's important we need to talk about it. They say, and by active shooter drill, we mean that a Winter Haven middle school went into lockdown as two armed police officers burst into classrooms, guns drawn, ladies and gentlemen, leaving the unsuspecting children terrified and their parents furious. Why is this taking place? Why in God's name would they do burst into a school classroom with their guns drawn? This is worse than irresponsible. This is mind control. They didn't say that. Those are my words. They are getting these children used to being living life in a police state. That's what this is about. This is why you have cameras in schools. This is why you have these drills going on everywhere. All across this country, you people are being propagandized and mind controlled. All right, I got to take the break. We'll wrap this up on the other side and move on to other things. Stay with us. This is Governed America. Don't go away.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back. This is Government America, talking about the active shooter drill that was held in Florida a couple of weeks ago, where two armed police officers burst into a classroom with their guns drawn and just scared the children to death. These children, many of them, will probably have nightmares because of this. According to Fox affiliate WTVT, officials at the Jewett Middle Academy is where this took place. Emailed parents to inform them of the drill after it took place. By that point, WTVT reports, cell phones were already filling up with texts from frightened students who thought there was a real shooter in the school. In a later statement to the Post, spokesperson Jamie Brown for the Winter Haven Police Department said they were only aware of one student who texted a parent during the exercise. That's not the point, Jamie. Unfortunately, no one gets an advance notice of real-life emergencies, Polk County Public Schools spokesman Jason Geary said in an email statement to the Washington Post. We don't want students to be scared, but we need them to be safe. How many things are going to be done in our society? How many times are we going to keep buying this same nonsense, this same lie? They can do anything they want to us under the guise of keeping us safe. You know what? I don't feel very safe when I have two cops bursting into my kid's classroom with their guns pointed at them. At that point, I think we don't feel safe anymore. And what I'm seeing in this article, I don't think the students felt very safe either. You don't make people safe by terrorizing them. Stacy Ray told WTVT that she received a text from her seventh grade daughter, Lauren Marino, I don't know how to pronounce that, after two armed officers burst into her classroom. Winter Haven police told the Post that one of the officers had his duty firearm, a handgun, drawn. The gun was loaded as required. The officer, and here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when they have these active shooter drills and somebody else is armed in the public? And they don't know this, that it's a drill. See, right now, it's the schools. How many other drills have started out drills and went live? How many other drills, at some point, one of these cops are going to get shot? At some point, one of these people, something's going to happen where somebody is going to be carrying concealed or something, and they're going to drop these suckers like a box of rocks. What happens then? Oh, then they'll go after the guns. The other officer was carrying an unloaded AR-15. According to Ray, one of her other children texted, "I thought he was going to shoot me." The school district said officers had weapons pointed at the ground during the drill. Officers will not have weapons in their hands in future lockdown drills. We don't need... Here's what needs to happen. Heads need to roll in that school district. Heads need to roll among every single one of these officials who are perpetrating this nonsense. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is all grant-funded. Every single bit of this comes from the Justice Department. Every single bit of this comes from that scumbag, Eric Holder, who is now touring the nation, building trust in your community so that we can better make everybody a snitch in society. Communitarianism is what it's all about, listeners. That's what this is. Communitarianism. Community policing is communitarian policing. They say Winter Haven Police Chief Charlie Byrd told WTVT that a surprise was exactly what officials intended. It's very important that when you do your drill, you do it without everyone knowing that it's a drill, Byrd said. How you train and how you prepare is how you're going to react when everything goes bad. Essentially, the police department will plan the timing of the drill with a school principal, and no one else will necessarily know. "We regret any concern the parents and students might have experienced in how this drill was conducted," said Geary, the district spokesman. "The county is still reviewing feedback it received following the drill. The Winter Haven Police Department told the Post that feedback is following the incident to them was about 50-50 positive and then negative." And I don't know who would say anything positive, but of course, can we trust the Winter Haven Police Department to tell us anything, the truth, about this? That's my question. Polk County isn't the only place in America, they say, holding active shooter drills these days. According to a September report in the Wall Street Journal, the drills have prompted a cornucopia of legal complaints in a wake of similar situations at schools and businesses across the country. In one alleged incident reported by the Journal, an Ohio teacher who volunteered to participate as a panicked parent in a drill was tackled to the ground by an officer. In another, a former employee at a Colorado nursing home said she was traumatized by an attacker readiness drill during which an armed gunman forced her into an empty room. According to a Journal's report, the officer acting as a gunman in this situation thought the employees there were informed about the drill. He identified himself as an officer after seeing her reaction, but the employee was so overwhelmed that she didn't know whether to believe the officer's assurances that he was really a policeman. In the wake of the December... Here we go. And here's where this is coming from. In the wake of the December 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, a handful of states, including New Jersey, Tennessee, and Missouri, now require active shooter drills in schools. Many more require some sort of preparation drill, such as a lockdown, a practice familiar to many students since the 1999 Columbine school shootings. Active shooter bills were introduced in 10 states in 2014, including Florida, according to the National Conference of State Legislators, another scumbag organization, which is probably pushing the legislature legislation. I don't know how much more of this I want to read. There's only a couple more paragraphs left anyway. Got another article on it, too. I'm not going to bother reading either, because it probably just says the same thing. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when people are not involved in their local politics. This is what happens when you don't actively engage your state legislators. Because all of this could be stopped. This could be made legal on a state level. Illegal, I mean, on a state level. States all across the state, but on the contrary, the states are mandating it. But Homeland Security is making its way into police departments all across the country. Now, we see $5 million has been allocated for a new Sandy Hook elementary school. Speaking of Sandy Hook. And then we have this. Stemming out of the false flag operation called Sandy Hook, there's a report now, Shooting at Sandy Hook School report proposes nationwide psychiatric surveillance in America's public schools. This has been something that they've been after for a long, long time. Trying to get, you remember, you'll recall that the Bush administration had a program where they were mining, basically, for mental illness in the public schools. They pass out these surveys asking the children, you know, do you feel sad all the time? Do you feel, you know, just different behavioral characteristics. Now they got a new excuse, a new pretense by which they can use to mine for mental illnesses in the public schools. I'm looking at the clock here, and I don't really have time to adequately address this before the break. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue this on the other side. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. We'll be back in a moment here on RBN. Stay with us.
So tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Govern America. We're talking about the new initiative that the government is pushing now to have psychiatric surveillance in America's public schools. And this is one of the things that has really came out of the false flag operation of the Sandy Hook school shooting, ladies and gentlemen. And if you doubt that, as I've said so often, you can go on the website, governamerica.com. Look in the issues, Black Ops, Sandy Hook hoax, and read, because there's enough evidence in that. If you're not convinced after reading that, then I don't know what to do for you. Simple as that. But dealing with the fallout of these events, we see from Global Research on November 21st, 2014, the state of Connecticut's Office of the Child Advocate issued a 114-page report. Shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, report of the Office of the Child Advocate. Pete, and now that I will put this in the show notes, this report and this article, by the way, focusing on the ambiguous profile of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter Adam Lanza that may become the basis for mental health practices throughout the United States. So it looks to me like this isn't just school. Okay, well, anyway, let me just continue with this. With contributors, including psychiatrics or psychiatrists rather, and academicians, from education to social work departments. The publication comes just 2 months after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Department of Education announced. So the Health and Human Services and the Department of Education announced over $160 million in funding for wide-scale research and deployment of mental health initiatives in the nation's public schools. OCA began a comprehensive collection and review of records related to the life of Adam Lanza. The department's preamble reads, including his medical, mental health, and education records, as well as unredacted state police and law enforcement records. Among 37 key findings, the statement expresses concern over, quote, siloed systems of education, physical health, and mental health care for children that strongly implicate the need to assist parents. Be careful when government says, hey, we're here to help you. Yeah, strongly implicate the need to assist parents with understanding and addressing the needs of children with complex developmental and mental health disorders. Now, keep in mind, listeners, that we have the psychiatrists out there with the DSM, the Diagnostics and Statistical Manual on Mental Health. What are we in, version 5, version 6 now? Where they're literally making up mental illnesses all the time. You laugh too much, must be a mental illness. If you think the government might be lying to you, you've got a paranoia disorder, or you've got some other kind of illness. You're sick. You're mentally ill. How about if you raid children's classrooms with guns drawn and terrorize them in an active shooter drill? Is there a mental illness for that, guys? Huh? I guess not. Anyway, they say mandatory mental health screenings and evaluations are recommended to remedy the potential threat of further Adam Lanzas. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your children are going to be mined for mental illness. And, you know, don't think that this is going to be something that stops at the classroom. There will be mental health profiles for every single one of you people out there. Yeah, you know, you people that like to live your life on Facebook. Yeah, you like to profile everything you do. You like to tell the government, which if you're telling Facebook, you're telling the government, people. Everything you do, every place you go, everyone you associate with, you're being profiled. The following is a summary overview of the OCA report's key recommendations, many of which will be likely recommended or mandated by federal education and public health authorities for adoption throughout the United States. And there's a huge bulleted list: universal screening for behavioral health and development impairments for children's birth to 21. Now, how is this any different from Bush's new Freedom Initiative on mental health? That's what he tried to do. Referral, and again, this is a list, a summary overview of recommendations which will likely be recommended or mandated by federal education and public health authorities. People, it's probably time to get your kids out of the public schools while you still can, if you can. And I realize people are busy. I realize homeschooling is not an option for some people, because many folks today are doing the best they can just to keep their head above the sea of debt. And you're working two jobs sometimes, if you can find the jobs. Oh, we got the jobs report, too. glowing stuff there, huh? We'll get to that here as time progresses. But access, okay, they say universal screening from birth to 21, birth to age 21. Referral for thorough evaluation and assessment of by outside experts for a child displaying the types of multidisciplinary developmental challenges Adam Lanza presented. AL. Access to quality care coordination for children and their families. And make no mistake, Obamacare will tie into this. Access to training and information concerning mental health issues for teachers, administrators, service personnel, pediatricians, and parents. Staffing and financial supports for providers, effective and sustained family engagement work as part of the mental health treatment for children, addressing of the role of denial in illness, access and therapeutic services, psychoeducation, and peer support for families, readiness of systems to respond when a parent appears unwilling. Did you hear this? Readiness of systems to respond when a parent appears unwilling or unable to meet the needs of their child, aka refuses to medicate. I hope you folks are paying attention here. They're planning to deal with the opposition. You know, you remember old Hillary Clinton, that windbag. I can't say the word I'm thinking of. Yeah, it takes a village to raise a child. Again, communitarianism, ladies and gentlemen. Better outreach to parents, another recommendation / mandate. Better outreach to parents who have difficulties reaching out or feel mistrust in the medical and educational systems. Active participation of schools concerning the mental health and wellness of their students. Support to schools to enable them to retain or import therapeutic and other related services. Evaluation of children by schools in all areas of suspected disability, including conducting social, emotional evaluations. A more holistic approach to identification for special education eligibility that encourages attention to multiple aspects of disability. State consideration of an audit of existing homebound practices and procedures. More attention paid to post-secondary readiness for disabled youth and young adults. State and local educational and mental health development services agencies must work together to identify current capacity and service delivery needs, training opportunities, and must create capacity-building services at all levels. Increased workforce technical support and expertise to help meet the needs of children with complex developmental or mental health disorders and their families. Support for schools to provide and import comprehensive health or developmental supports to children with highly specialized needs. This is it. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Government America. I'm going to try to speed along here as there's just too much here to cover. I'm trying to clear the board of some of the things that I have been having collect in addition to new things that have been building up here. We see from the BBC, Internet Data Plan, back on political agenda. This is across the pond. Law forcing firms to hand details to police identifying who was using a computer or mobile phone at a given time is to be outlined by Theresa May. That's their Home Secretary over there. So the police state gathering of data continues over there, closer to home. Well, no, I mentioned last week, by the way, the GCHQ. There was an agreement between our CIA and the GCHQ over there, the British counterpart. I said CIA, I meant NSA, to begin allowing the British intelligence agencies to access telephone calls and emails without a warrant here in the U.S. So this is going on, and the beat goes on, ladies and gentlemen. We see from PC World, recently, just a couple of days ago, judge gives NSA unlimited access to digital data right here in the United States, land of the free. U.S. National Security Agency should have unlimited ability to collect digital information in the name of protecting the country against terrorism and other threats, an influential federal judge said during a debate on privacy. He says, and now get what this pond scum judge said. His name is Richard Posner. He's on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. He says, I think privacy is actually overvalued. Much of what passes for the name of privacy is really just trying to conceal the disreputable parts of your product, of your conduct. Privacy is mainly about trying to improve your social and business opportunities by concealing the sorts of bad activities that would cause other people not to want to deal with you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this is the place we are in America today. New York Times, NSA phone data collection could go on even if a law expires. A little-known provision of the Patriot Act, overlooked by lawmakers and administration officials alike, appears to give President Obama a possible way to keep the National Security Agency's bulk phone records program going indefinitely, even if Congress allows the law on which it is based to expire next year. Does anyone believe... Is anybody naive enough to believe that they're ever going to stop this anyway? It's already illegal. You know, anyway. Russia Today, voice print harvesting. Here's another frontier in data privacy war. Corporations and governments alike are hungry for data on people. In addition to internet behavior records and mobile phone metadata, there is a little-known digital bounty thereafter. Voice prints. Now they're going to be harvesting your voice for uniqueness in order to identify you. Corporate and government databases in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere contain more than 65 million samples of people's voices, according to the Associated Press, citing interviews with dozens of industry representatives. Voice prints are increasingly used for user identification, much like people recognize each other by voice. So there's another thing to keep in mind. Not that you're going to be able to do anything about that, that I can see. The Telegraph, driverless buses on the way. This is an extension of the Google driverless cars. I don't think I'm even going to bother with that one. Obama could reaffirm a Bush-era reading of a treaty on torture. This also comes from the New York Times. When the Bush administration revealed in 2005 that it was secretly interpreting a treaty on cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment as not applying to CIA and other military prisons overseas, Barack Obama, then a newly elected Democratic senator from Illinois, joined in a bipartisan protest. Mr. Obama supported legislation to make it clear that American officials were legally barred from using cruelty anywhere in the world. And in a Senate speech, he said, enacting such a statute acknowledges and confirms existing obligations under the treaty, the United Nations Convention Against Torture. But the Obama administration has never officially declared its position on the treaty, and now President Obama's legal team is debating whether to back away from its earlier view, proving once again, ladies and gentlemen, that destroying America and the world has been a bipartisan effort, and it continues. You have no party. They are all one and the same. Also from the New York Times, Senate Democrats clash with White House on CIA torture report. An intense confrontation with President Obama's closest advisor on Thursday, a group of Senate Democrats accused the White House of trying to censor significant details in a voluminous report on the use of torture by the CIA. During a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill with Dennis McDonnell, the White House chief of staff, the senators said that the White House was siding with the CIA and trying to thwart negotiations over the report's release. The negotiations have dragged on for months because of a dispute over the CIA's demand that pseudonyms of agency officers be deleted from the report. So you got that going on. In the meantime, we see CIA wants to destroy thousands of internal emails covering spy operations and other activities. Proposal draws bipartisan fire from Congress, but agency officials say the criticism is overblown. That's Yahoo News. I'm not even going to bother reading the article. Russia Today. Now, earlier I had mentioned, why is this all going on? Because America has been declared a battlefield. And going back to the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, you'll recall that we've been operating under emergency law since 1933. Ladies and gentlemen, and all of these things going on, declaring you an enemy, declaring the United States as a battlefield, well, that really answers the question why we have military helicopters in our skies. That answers the question why we have so many drills going on. The ACLU, I'm not even going to bother reading that either. Moving along here, we see Congress gives Native American lands. Now, as the NDAA 2012 declared the United States a battlefield, it was also the NDAA, I think, 2013, which implemented this, revoked the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which we talk about so often, giving the government, making it legal, rather, for them to propagandize you openly in the media. Now we see a new NDAA on the horizon that they're talking about now, which is giving Native American lands to foreign mining companies. And we also see the NDAA. This comes out of the United States House of Representatives Committee on Natural Resources. They say bipartisan agreement has been reached on the natural resources provisions that will be included within this year's National Defense Authorization Act. The House-Senate agreement supports American job creation, and economic growth through a balanced approach to improve the management of our public lands and natural resources while protecting treasured areas. For multiple Congresses, the NDAA has included provisions within the jurisdiction of the House Natural Resources Committee and the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. This year's provisions are included in Title 30 of NDAA, with the multiple sections reflecting individual bills, each of which has been subject to public review in the House or Senate, and the majority have already passed the House or Senate. So they're tacking all kinds of conservation measures, including wilderness areas, livestock grazing language, which is in Section 3023 under the heading of grazing permits and leases. This is in the current bill that has to be passed, the National Defense Authorization Act. I say has to be because they will pass it. They will. This is the bill that determines funding for the military operations, of which there are many and countless going on right now. So something to give you a heads up. And we're out of this hour already. We'll be back in hour three. I'll open the phone lines in the third hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have a lot more to talk about. Stay with us.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses declining.